WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow, all eyes are on Hurricane Michael this morning.
That's right, and the latest advisory came in just a few minutes ago. Michael has intensified to a Category 4 major hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour. The center of the storm will make landfall near Panama City, Florida this afternoon. Michael will batter the southeastern United States, a foot of rain, up to 12 feet of surge, strong winds through the next 24 hours, and then we'll see some rain and wind here. In the meantime, we've got some dense fog in the southern half of the state this morning. Visibility is below a quarter mile in spots, so you may have to slow down. Then a partly sunny, warm, and humid day. It's going to feel like summer for one more day with highs in the lower 80s for most of the state, 70s in North Jersey and along the coast. Increasing clouds tonight, maybe a shower, and then tomorrow's going to be the real soaker with periods of rain, could be heavy at times, and that could lead to flash flooding. It's going to be gusty through Friday morning as well. Then skies clear and we turn much cooler for the weekend. Right now, Trenton 70, Fairlawn 69, and Rahway 69.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We are going to continue tracking Hurricane Michael for you throughout the day, and as it approaches into New Jersey, it is expected to become one of the Panhandle's worst hurricanes in memory. Tens of thousands are under mandatory evacuation orders this morning. Details of the long-awaited audit of New Jersey Transit will come as no surprise to any of you who depend on the agency to get you to work on time. But fixing the dysfunctional agency may take more time and more money than many commuters may be willing to give. In the report, 46 sweeping recommendations, each with a handful of tasks and goals attached. It would overhaul hiring, procurement, funding, communications, even require, finally, a strategic plan. State officials say it is going to take time.
Governor Phil Murphy says that as the audit's recommendations are implemented, commuters and NJ Transit workers will begin to see real and noticeable improvement.
This is fixable. It is within our grasp, and it's fixable and within our grasp in a reasonable amount of time. It won't be tomorrow. The incremental when do you see it on the platform question is going to be longer than people should have to wait.
A specific timetable wasn't offered.
There's going to be some amount of lag between steps they take and feeling it on the platform. That's just inevitable.
In Metuchen, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, will it trigger a fare hike? It is possible as early as next year. We'll have more on that in our next segment. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are starting in the 60s and 70s today. It'll be a partly sunny, warm and humid day today. High temperatures in the lower 80s, 70s north and coast. And then Hurricane Michael, now a Category 4 major hurricane. The center of that storm will make landfall near Panama City, Florida this afternoon. That storm will then race up the East Coast, and we will see some rain and some wind Thursday and then wind into Friday. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:04, still ahead. Police in Glassboro release almost 2 hours of body cam video from a police stop on campus. We'll have the latest on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures are starting out this morning in the 60s for the most part, and we'll see temperatures in the lower 80s, 70s north and coast. A warm, humid, partly sunny day today. Close eye on Hurricane Michael, now a Category 4, expected to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle this afternoon. And that will bring rain and wind to the Garden State by tomorrow. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Among New Jersey Transit's many problems flagged by auditors is a lack of planning, aggravated by a lack of predictability of funding. The report suggests alternatives. The governor indicated a fare hike may be needed as early as next summer.
Governor Phil Murphy says commuters have borne the burden of funding NJ Transit for too long, which is why this year's budget looked instead to the state for extra money.
We're holding off on any fare hike at least until next June 30th. In a perfect world, I'd love to see that go on even longer, but I'm not sure we're in a perfect world.
Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Gachetti says other financial opportunities that don't affect commuters will be looked at first.
It's not even been discussed, so we're not selling anything because we haven't even done a look at what a fare increase would be. So I don't want commuters to get frightened by that conversation.
In Metuchen, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Police in Glassboro have now released almost 2 hours of body cam video from an incident at Rowan University. Two students were pulled over by police who suspected one of them had a gun. It turns out they had the wrong car, but the video shows how quickly tensions and anger developed during the incident as police held the students at gunpoint. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with the latest. Patrick?
Well, we told you last Friday Rowan's initial report differed from the police account. Now this run-in has been laid bare for all to see. It stemmed from an earlier encounter, video of which has also been released, of a man telling police he saw a black male point a gun at a black Dodge Charger, then drive away in that vehicle. That description is apparently what led cops to the Rowan campus, where they held up a 21-year-old driver and his 18-year-old passenger, both students. The driver cooperating but growing increasingly angry, and both were eventually released after no weapon was found in their car. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. More teachers behaving badly in New Jersey. A 29-year-old high school teacher in Somerset County has been arrested for sexting with a 17-year-old student. The boy told police his teacher, 29-year-old Michelina Eshelli, sent him naked photos, and the two engaged in explicit talk on social media and through email for months. School officials say Eshelli has been suspended pending the outcome of the investigation. Sexual assault allegations against now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh have prompted many Jersey residents to speak up about their own experiences as a victim. That's from new data from victim advocates this morning.
Calls from New Jersey to the national hotline shot up by 65% from September 25th to September 27th, the day Kavanaugh's accuser took questions from a Senate committee for hours related to her accusation. County-based rape crisis centers in New Jersey cite an increase in calls from August to September.
The average was roughly 16% of an increase in call volume.
Patricia Teffenhart, executive director of the New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, says a number of callers are specifically citing the national attention as their reason to seek help. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:10. The Atlanta County prosecutor is blaming disgruntled employees for a lawsuit alleging him of corruption. The suit from two former and one current assistant prosecutors accuses Damon Tyner of illegally flipping his house, but more spectacularly, losing evidence and leaking confidential information in the April Kaufman murder case. The suit asks the state attorney general and the federal prosecutor to look into it. Tyner denies all allegations but has hired a lawyer. Assemblyman Ron Dancer is sponsoring new legislation to allow drivers with suspended licenses for non-moving violations like parking tickets to still be able to drive on a restricted basis.
Dancer says it may give some suspended drivers a chance to get out from under accumulated violations.
This legislation is necessary and, in my opinion, overdue.
Dancer emphasizes the hardship license would not apply to anyone suspended for DWI from alcohol or drugs or other serious driving violations.
We need to provide people that want to work with an opportunity to continue to get to work, be able to pay their bills, pay this off.
Municipal courts would determine if a driver qualifies under this legislation. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A bizarre story from Middle Township, where a teenager has been arrested for shooting flares at houses. One of the flares busted through a window and set the carpet on fire. 19-year-old James DeHaynot has been charged. Two younger teens also facing charges. It appears to have been an ill-thought-out prank. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We are tracking Hurricane Michael in Florida and what it will bring to us for the remainder of the week. Dan has an extended look at the forecast and then a recap of our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
The only station I listen to in my truck every single day of the week.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, are we going to see effects here from Hurricane Michael?
We are. Specifically, the deep tropical moisture that Michael will carry with us, The center of the storm will stay well south of New Jersey, but, yeah, we're going to feel it. Not really today, though. It's going to be one more summer-like day. Temperatures are near 70 degrees this morning. We do have some dense fog along the southern half of the state. And then we'll see partly sunny skies. It's going to be warm and humid and summer-like. Highs in the lower 80s for one more day, 70s expected in North Jersey and along the coast. Increasing clouds tonight with a few showers possible. Lows again around 70, so it's going to be sticky tonight. And then tomorrow we get soaked. Periods of rain throughout the day. It'll be heavy at times. Flash flooding is a concern, especially in the afternoon. It'll be breezy tomorrow and then getting gusty on Friday as Michael makes its closest pass to New Jersey. Those wind gusts to 35 miles an hour, not real pleasant, but not really destructive wind gusts by any means. Rain wraps up up along the coast on Friday, and then our attention turns to the cold front that sweeps through and brings in tumbling temperatures. So as we clear to sunshine on Friday, temperatures will fall from around 70 in the morning to 50s by the afternoon, and a real taste of autumn on the way for this weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, morning low temperatures in the 40s, afternoon highs no better than the 60s. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, more help for Florida. New Jersey Task Force 1 headed to the Panhandle, where Hurricane Michael is expected to make landfall later this afternoon. Police in Glassboro have released body cam video of a tense police stop at Rowan University. Two students held at gunpoint eventually released. In sports, a ninth-inning rally falls just short. The Yankees' season ends. Game 4 of the ALDS. On to other sports for the winter now. Flyers pummeled by the Sharks 8-2. They'll move to Ottawa tonight. The Nets play preseason basketball this evening. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
You could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting tuition. Jersey 101.5 presents the annual Eric Van Ness Scholarship Award. If you're a currently enrolled New Jersey college student, you could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting degree. For complete details on the Eric Van Ness Scholarship, go to nj1015.com and click on our contact page.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Wednesday morning. I know there's a lot of talk of Hurricane Michael. That messiness not coming our way till tomorrow. We are dealing with some dense fog in the southern half of New Jersey this morning. Temperatures on the sticky side near 70 will top out in the lower 80s for most of New Jersey today. Partly sunny, warm, and humid. Wear the t-shirt and shorts for one more day. New Jersey First News time coming up on 5:20.
New Jersey 101.5 is your news, traffic, and weather first responders. Count on us for up-to-the-minute information from our award-winning news team.
I'm Eric Scott, topping our report this hour.
Count on us to get you around with fast traffic.
Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South.
Count on us to keep you and your family safe with instant weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey 101.5, your first responders for news, traffic, and weather.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Wednesday morning as we reach the midweek point. Enjoy today if you can. Temperatures that are starting in the 60s now will rise into the lower 70s in most of the Garden State today. It'll be warm and humid, partly sunny, but clouds will build tonight. Showers may creep in by daybreak, and some heavy rains are coming tomorrow. That will be a result of Hurricane Michael, which is very quickly approaching the Florida Panhandle, expected to make landfall as a Category 4 major hurricane some point this afternoon. New Jersey is working on a plan to better protect our coast and inland waterways from the effects of sea level rise and severe storms. The Department of Environmental Protection will seek input from residents, businesses, coastal scientists over the next year. The resulting plan will become the blueprint for protecting lives and property, guiding state policies, regulations, resources, funding, with sea level rise in mind. It comes as pockets of the shoreline still have not fully recovered from Superstorm Sandy 6 years ago. Handling a case of cardiac arrest, a heart attack. Just another day at the office for paramedics in the Garden State. They hardly ever learn about the patient or their outcomes, because they're jumping from emergency to emergency. Getting to meet the life you saved is very rare.
Gloucester County resident Anthony Sapienza was driving on Route 295 when he went into cardiac arrest and passed out behind the wheel.
And they pulled me out of the car. I didn't have a pulse.
Witnesses performed CPR until Virtua EMS paramedics arrived.
We continued CPR and provided the IVs, cardiac medication, intubation, and defibrillation for him.
And Sapienza made it to his daughter's wedding in Mexico 2 weeks later. Sapienza and the paramedics recently united at a dinner for cardiac arrest survivors.
Conversation, tears. It was very emotional for everybody.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. Lawyers for a man charged with killing 8 people when he drove his truck onto a New York City bike path say the death penalty should be ruled out because President Trump was, quote, uninformed and full of rage when he called for it. The lawyers filed papers in Manhattan federal court on behalf of Saifullah Saipov. He was arrested immediately after the October 31st destruction and plead not guilty. What will we see in terms of rain and wind? The remnants of Hurricane Michael. Dan has full details on the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. Is it going to be necessary for a fare hike to fix New Jersey transit? And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey
101.5. Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Wall Street continues the roller coaster ride. Asian shares mostly higher and muted trading amid continuing worries about trade tensions. The S&P ended down 4 points in New York. The Dow fell 56. The Nasdaq, a lone gainer, adding 2. New Jersey's first news, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win 2 tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.